quick setup followed by the voice of the narrator. It's a first-person narration.
Forward. This story is based on a real man and real events. I am not sure I will live long enough to finish this account. My enemy surrounds me, and the time has almost come for another battle. But the gods have protected me thus far, and so with haste I will write my story to the best ability of a man whose fingers have clutched the hilt of a gladius far more than the wood of a stylus.
The hero and his sidekick, Hortulius.
Each night we would find a safe spot along the side of the road and set up camp. I showed Lucius a few things, like how to start a fire. I wish my father had been around to teach me things like this, he muttered to himself.
The hero, who sometimes stutters, meets a villainous politician and his dowager sort of socialite wife.
What is it? He sighed. I am a client of yours, Quintus Sertorius. In that moment, my childhood stutter returned uncontrollably. I receive my clients in the morning, as is custom. You can return to me tomorrow, he said, turning back to his writing.
He is Proculus's son, Gnaeus, said a voice behind me.
I turned to see the wife of Gnaeus Caepio, who then and always stood with an elegance and grace that remains unmatched by any Roman matron I have ever had the pleasure to meet.
Greetings, Sertorius. I am Caecilia Metella, wife of Gnaeus.
First-person account of a battle.
I was close enough to taste their frantic breath, to feel the spit of their curses on the exposed flesh of my face. I suppose I would have died right there. I would have been swallowed up by the enemy before me, and my memory swallowed up by the sands of time. But I flew backwards at the right instant, as if a gust of wind or the force of the gods had pushed me forcefully into the ranks of my men.